time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, back at it for our weekly show. Last in September, we're here on MSONewsSports.com. We're run by Kelly Media. And I am your one and only host, Danny Myron, in the background producing the show. Thank you, Danielson. And here we are. Great show, of course. The first half, we'll talk to a couple of guests. We're going to have the Saugus football coach, first win of the year, really turning things around over there in Saugus. You know, they didn't make the playoffs last year, but they won five games. And now they're 1-1. They had the lead in game one. They could have been 2-0 very easily. It just feels really good over there, you know, with Steve Cummings. He's shown a lot of patience. His first few years, they only had a handful of wins, and now they got six in the past two seasons so far. We got a long way to go. So we're looking for more success from the Sachems. It's good to have them back and being competitive in football. Also, our K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's going to be a girl soccer player, and we're excited about that as well. She talks to us a lot about her team. They made the tournament last year for the first time in a long time, and they're looking to get back there this year. Had a slow start, but doing pretty good. And thanks to our K-Band Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week's three goals and a win this week over Winthrop. So we look forward to having Ava Peone on later in the show. But for now, we're going to go to our super performance.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right, Super Sub Shop, Super Performance of the Week. Before we get to it, let's tell you about Super Sub. SuperSubBev.com, great food, fast service since 1970. Can you believe it? They're open 7 days a week. They open pretty early, too. I mean, check those out. Check those guys out. They got egg subs. They'll put things in wraps. Best cheesesteaks on the North Shore. How about cheesesteak and egg? Man, my goodness. Buffalo finger cheesesteak that's made famous by the kids over at Endicott. I saw Paul Guanzi, owner, making that on Facebook. Looked pretty darn good. I would try that for sure. I think that'd be amazing. I did have his cheesesteak subs recently, and they're just everything they're advertised to be. Call them, 978-927-4788. And guess what? Think of those guys for your holiday parties or your any party, really. They'll cater. They have casual catering. They got a lot of options there. Salads, food trays, cheesesteak trays. Obviously, you have to get that if you're getting casual catering. So 978-927-4788. All right, let's go to our performance of the week. And it is going to be the Salem Witches football team. Going over to Phil Stacey of the Salem News, he covered their game against Greater Lawrence, and they won 50-41. Shootout, great, awesome. Not quite why they're the performance of the week. Why are they? Well, that's the second time they've gotten in a row 50 points or more, and that sets a record because that's the first time in school history. Great records, by the way, Phil and the gang over the Salem News to have this. Their history dates back to 1891, and this is the first time they put up 50 points in back-to-back games. They got 476 yards of total offense, a school record tying five touchdown passes from the quarterback, Andreas Bernal. Four different receivers had the touchdown passes. He was 10 for 16 without an interception. Talk about efficiency. So they're 2-1, Salem, after that non-league win. They were at Gillette last year. Don't forget. Don't forget. So five touchdown pass. He ties the Witches record set by Rusty Goddick against Saugus in 1965. Talk about a record that has stood the test of time. What's that? So that's 35 years plus 24. My goodness. My goodness. 35 and 24. 59 years. 59 years that record has stood up, and he tied it. And actually, Corey Grimes, sorry, they didn't stand that long. I should have read the last half of that sentence from Phil Stacey. Corey Grimes, last year's quarterback, he's a Salem High assistant now. That was against Saugus, he as well, and he got the record too. So, yeah, Good job overall, Salem. One to watch again this year. Great job, great game. And we're looking forward to getting more awesome news out of the Witches. So let's take a break. And on the other side, let's catch up with our KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, Ava Peone, Gloucester Girls Soccer.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it with our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's going to be our first from Gloucester for the school year. Gloucester girls soccer player Ava Peone. What's going on, Ava?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so you won. That's awesome. So you must be doing something good. So how's the team doing overall as we stand here in like late September?
So we're not doing the best. We did just have a win against Winthrop, which is really big for our team. We lost a couple of key players from last season, so we've been trying to rebuild our starting lineup and kind of just like make the team a little bit more unison and gel together on the team. So that's been our major focus this season. We have taken a couple losses. We are in a really hard division, so we play challenging teams like Danvers, Masco, with a lot of girls who are continuing their soccer careers collegiately. So yeah, we definitely have some challenging opponents. But other than that, I'd say the team's been, the energy's been really great on the team. We've been able to string a couple wins together, and we do have some upcoming games that are definitely going to be big for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, coming off a tournament season last year, 7-7-3, which is great to get in there. So what was that experience like getting into the tournament? So you kind of have this foundation now, you know what it's like to be in the tournament, how tense it is. What are some of those lessons you kind of gleaned from last year's tournament appearance?
I honestly, it was just such an amazing experience having been able to qualify for the tournament. Like being the first team in like 10 years, having like the opportunity to get a bid in the tournament. The experience was honestly like, I like the best thing because I had just came off of an injury and my first game back ended up being the tournament game.
Oh, so I was happy. Wow.
Yeah.
How many games did you miss?
I missed around four games. I ended up getting a concussion, so I was out for a little while. But having that first game back, being the opportunity to play with like my girls one last time before the season ended, and just like lay it all out on the field was like an experience like no other.
Yeah, Tewksbury, right? It was like a 1-0 loss. Yeah, it must have been super intense.
Yeah, it was a really close game. There ended up being like a couple bad calls and they had a really unlucky goal. So it was frustrating.
Yeah.
But everyone, I would say that was the best game that we played all season. Everyone laid it out there. We had 100% effort from every player on the field. So it was really nice to see everybody putting all the work that they'd done throughout the season towards hopefully getting a bid in the tournament and further past the preliminary round. But it was honestly just an honor to be able to be on a team that made the tournament, especially having the reputation girls soccer for Gloucester hasn't been the best in previous years. So it was honestly just really like nice to make the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. It's progress, you know,
yeah.
And you get in and you get a feel of what it's like. And going backwards, though, concussion. I mean, I want to say like, oh, geez, that's how does that happen in soccer? But soccer is a pretty darn physical sport.
Yeah. It actually, surprisingly, it happened at practice. We were doing a drill and I ended up tripping over the ball and I hit my head pretty hard. So it was definitely unfortunate. But being able to bounce back right before the tournament was huge for my team, too. Honestly, it was like awesome being back out there with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And coming on into this year, you one of the captains?
I am. I'm one of four captains. The other three are Sky Shalino, Maggie Decker, and Taya Mano.
Okay.
We have six seniors on our team, but being picked for captain was definitely an awesome thing. It really helped me. And like, I think being a leader as a senior and being able to like lead the team is definitely something that I've been looking forward to since freshman year.
Yeah.
So being a captain's just been really great this season.
Give me an example of some of your duties as a captain, you know, besides the whole, like, come on, guys, get it together on the field kind of thing or in practice. Like, what are the some things that people might not know about the captains? And like, I can imagine like maybe one of them would be like there's a massive group text chain that you guys kind of handle and you you communicate with everybody. But give me an example.
Yeah, so we do host practices throughout the entire summer. We have Monday, Wednesday, and they're just run strictly by the captains because coaches aren't allowed.
Yeah.
To. We did those practices and we planned drills with our club experiences and like we just strung together a bunch of drills and like kind of like made shift with what we had. And we were able to teach the girls like new things before the season started. So that's like one thing I feel like people don't really see is just like the behind the scenes, like trying to get your team ready for the season. And one more like more fun thing I've like done as a captain is we plan like this yearly scavenger hunt with all the girls. It's a great team bonding experience. It's kind of a way to get to know like the younger players who are just coming up and to get closer with your other teammates. So we make teams, we have a dinner together, we go out and we do these like fun activities and then we come back and we just talk about how we're getting ready for tryouts and how we're looking forward to the season. It's really just a great team bonding experience. Because one of my biggest things as a captain is trying to build relationships with each and every one of the players on the team, even on and off of the field. Because I think that chemistry is a big thing when it comes to sports such as soccer, when you're playing 90 minutes passing to the same people. So I feel like that was a big thing for me is like building chemistry with my teammates off of the field.
Yeah, you have to. It's so essential in that sport, right? Where do you find yourself on the field? Like what position you play in and what do the fishermen kind of expect out of you?
So I am usually left forward. I bounce around the field sometimes. When we play the tougher teams, my coach does put me on defense. So we'll like rearrange the lineup, kind of have a more defensive approach. So sometimes I play defense. I've also practiced at, outside mid this year, like a left or right midfielder. I kind of bounce around the field. I'm kind of like a utility player, but I would say my main position is probably left forward. My team kind of expects me, like, obviously if you're a forward, you're expected to score goals. So that's like probably like my main job on the field, but I kind of have like adapted the ability to play wherever. So I feel like I can offer to my teammates and my coach that knowing like if they ever need me in a certain position, I'm able to like fulfill that position.
Yeah. And how's it going on the goal scoring front? How many you got this year? I think I saw the Gilnetta covered that you did have at least one.
Yeah. I actually have four as of now.
Beautiful.
Winthrop yesterday, and I had a hat trick, which is really awesome.
You had the hat trick against Winthrop. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was definitely an accomplishment. But we have been playing like some really difficult teams, so it's been hard for us to kind of get out of that defensive zone. But we are looking forward to playing Salem and Winthrop again, and some teams like Ipswich and Manchester that we might have a chance against.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been a little bit of a challenging season offensively, but I think that our defense has definitely been holding their own, even though we play a different, like a difficult division.
Yeah. So that was Winthrop was yesterday, right? Like
yeah,
at the time of this interview. Okay. So,
yeah,
so that's Monday, September 23rd. And for context, for people listening, we named you the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week before the hat trick.
Yes.
So you were being impressive before the hat trick. Then you get the hat trick and Ava's like, yeah, I deserve this award big time. And I'm going to show it. I'm going to show it right now on Monday night. Here we go. that's amazing. So how do you feel? Like, what were you feeling that night? I mean, you obviously were on. Were your goals coming in a variety of ways, or was it kind of like all three were like similar?
Yeah, I would say that like they were kind of in like different ways. My first goal was across from my other forward, Taya Mano. They crossed it like top of the box and I tapped it in. And then my second goal ended up being a pass laid off from my teammate, Sky. And I ended up shooting it from a little bit outside of the 20. And then my third goal was my other teammate Taya had been pushed in the box and the ball had gotten like fumbled out as she'd been pushed and I tapped it in. So it was supposed to be a penalty kick, but meaning that we scored, they didn't give us the kick. So yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah. But it was definitely a really intense game. I think everybody on the field kind of knew that we had to win this one because it's a team that we've never really lost to in the past.
Yeah.
And I think going into it, we were feeling fairly confident. We did have a little bit of a hiccup at the beginning of the second half. Everyone started off a little bit on the slower side and they ended up bumping one in. So it was a 4-1 game.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a really physical and like aggressive game on both ends. So it was just really awesome to have been able to score 3 goals for my team because I really felt like that, like, was necessary, that we needed those goals. And I couldn't have done it without my teammates because I think the defense did a really good job. And I think even like my midfielder Sky, she's always giving me and Taya our assists. Mm-hmm. And we also have some younger players out there who've been really like pulling their weight, which is awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Now you got to the tournament last year. So that's mission accomplished. I'm sure this year it's like, let's get there and win one, right?
Yeah.
That's definitely another goal, I'm sure. Is there any teams out there that you haven't beaten yet, right? In your career, you're like, you know what? Just once, I want to get these guys. Is there someone like that?
Yeah, definitely. I would say we've always kind of had like a bit of an edge on like the teams that we've played. I think one of the ones that we like have always kind of been neck and neck with is Swampscott. We actually already played them already and we tied 0-0.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Last year we did end up playing Swampscott 2 times and both times we also tied. So I feel like the team that we've definitely had like a bit, there's like tension every time we play them. Just knowing that some, like we both want to win really badly. So I would say the next time we play Swampscott, I would really love to win that game. I think it would be so like relieving to finally have won against that team.
Yeah. 3 straight ties. It's like, something's got to give here, you know?
Yeah, seriously. I think they feel the same way. So I think it's always fun playing them though, because it's good soccer. It's like, we're able to same competition level. So it's like fun to watch. And I think hopefully the next time we play them, it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, Northeastern Conference soccer is for real, you know, like,
seriously.
You mentioned earlier, Masco, Danvers, mm-hmm. I mean, and then even the smaller schools like the Saugus. Saugus was like a Sweet 16 team last year in their division. And then you just mentioned Swampscott's been steady and competitive. It just like never ends. Like, you get no nights off.
Yeah, seriously. We do definitely struggle a little bit against some more tougher teams like Danvers and Masco. But there are some teams that have been like definitely up and coming since my like freshman year to now. Like Marblehead was kind of a team we used to compete with, and now they're like a really great team. They're competing with teams like Danvers and Masco, and we have Beverly in our conference also. So I think we definitely do have a lot of challenging teams, but I think if we keep putting the work, we'll be able to maybe compete with those teams.
Cool. Well, sports, this is a student athlete student award. So we gotta talk about academics a little bit. Even though sports has taken up a lot of your time right now. But you do play softball. We know that. That's coming up in the spring. What position are you playing?
I'm the starting second baseman for the softball team.
Oh, nice. Turn some double plays here and there with your shortstop.
Yeah, here and there.
All right. Who's the shortstop? Who's your little teammate there?
Last year, the shortstop was Layla Shimataro.
Okay. Is she back this year? Was she a senior last year?
She's back this year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So maybe the Shimataro Peone combination, double play. Yeah, who's the first baseman? We should give them a shout out too. Who's usually the
first baseman was Lily Aiello, but she graduated.
She's gone. Okay. That's a nice little Italian infield there for the most part. Are you Italian? I'm assuming.
Italian.
Okay. I'm Italian. So it's a very glossy thing. We all know that.
Yes, definitely.
But let's switch to academics. What's, you know, interesting you in the classroom? Are you leaning towards focusing on something after high school academically?
I've always kind of just been more drawn to like history and English aspects of school. I've never really been like a science or math kind of girl. But I really enjoy writing. That's definitely one thing that I've like come to like really love in like the past like few years in high school. And I also really enjoy studying different kinds of like histories. As far as after high school, I am looking to attend school, college, obviously, as majoring in marketing. I'm applying to a bunch of different schools, and I'm actually really excited. I'm doing early decision for majority of my schools, or early action, sorry, so that I get to know like which schools I've gotten into and have my decision made before like possibly the new year, which is definitely an awesome thing that the colleges have been offering. And I've kind of just been checking things off my list, trying to go through college applications as deadlines are really creeping up on me.
Oh yeah. It's stressful. I mean, it's like everything you have to focus on in sports and the classroom, and then, oh yeah, by the way, you got to prove to someone that you're coherent, you know, you're with it. You got to write these amazing essays.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you got to make sure you don't use too much AI for those.
I know, totally.
Come on now. We have to embrace, to me, we have to embrace. How's your school look at that? I mean, do they embrace AI or do they like, no, don't use a thing?
They're definitely the more no AI kind of school. We do have some policies, some stuff online too. We have like the blockers, like you can't use.
Oh, you can't use ChatGPT in the school?
Yeah. They have it blocked on the school computers. We don't
get my goodness.
The AI on like the different websites and stuff. And we have like this thing where it checks your papers before you submit it online for any plagiarism. So
plagiarism.
We're kind of locked down at Gloucester High School.
See, you know, we should be using AI like it to our advantage.
Yeah, it's a nice tool.
Yeah, like it's like embracing, you know, maybe it can give you an outline of a paper and then you write it yourself, and then a few paragraphs here and there. Hey,
inspiration.
Why not have ChatGPT check your paper for grammar?
Yeah,
you totally. Know, what's the harm? Use it, embrace it. I'm all for it. If I was a teacher, I'd be like, let's do it.
Yeah,
but all right, that's cool. So thinking about marketing, why marketing?
I've always just been kind of a little bit more of like a creative person. And I feel like marketing gives you a broad spectrum of what you want to choose to do after college. And I feel like I really thought about it. And I think that using my creativity and like artistic ability, I'd be able to do like a good job and make good money in a field that I would really enjoy. I've also kind of just been fascinated by like how like companies like showcase their products. And I think that's something that I would totally be interested in working with, and just kind of like helping a company grow from the ground up is something that would definitely be interesting after college.
Nice. You have any summer jobs related to that, or is something totally different where you put money in your pocket? How do you put money in your pocket?
So during the summer, I work at my aunt's cafe, Cafe Cecilia on Main Street.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So that's my summer job. I work in the mornings and sometimes in the afternoons. they do like a great job. Honestly, the cafe is such a nice job to have. You make the perfect money, make minimum wage plus tips. So I make some good money over the summer. And yeah, with the tourists all on Main Street, it's like the busiest place. So it's awesome to work there and just make a ton of money.
I'm sensing some marketing opportunities there, like Youngster, TikTok, Cafe Cecilia, yeah, TikTok.
I have made a couple Instagram reels here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're like, Wita, what are you doing with this this computer thing? Yeah, Ava.
Yeah, definitely.
We market ourselves. They walk by, they see what we have for food, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, guys. TikTok brings in the tourists. They start looking at Gloucester things. Mm-hmm. And then when they come, they go, oh, I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I can totally see that. Like, have a cannoli in your hand or something, and then have a slice of pizza. And like,
totally.
And that's a family place. So you said your aunt.
My aunt Maria owns it along with my grandparents. So it's nice to work with my family also.
Yeah, and it's nice to get lunch over there. I'm sure it's a benefit of the job.
Yeah, totally.
My mother likes the pies for like Thanksgiving and stuff. Like, she's over that. Yeah, she's gotten some pies.
Our pies are definitely really popular. The ricotta pie is probably like the most.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you guys know the market in that city. All right. Well, one more thing. Family wise, we know Donnie was an amazing athlete. You know, class of 96, baby. He probably talks about, we won a Super Bowl.
yeah.
Played at BU. They don't play there anymore. He probably gives you all these facts you don't really care about. but so we know he was an athlete. Do you have any siblings or athletes or aunts, uncles, whatever?
Yeah. So my brother is also a soccer player. He was really successful last season with his team. They made it to the round of eight.
Yeah.
Definitely an accomplishment. He's also playing Division II soccer at Assumption University.
So nice.
Definitely big shoes to fill there.
Ooh, text me his number because we'll get him on.
I will. I totally will. And then I also have some uncles and aunts who've previously played like soccer. Soccer has definitely been a big thing in my family. Of course, being Italian, it's definitely one of those sports. And then my mom did gymnastics throughout high school. And my brother also played tennis throughout high school.
Sweet.
His tennis team was pretty good. And obviously my dad played football.
Yeah, we know. His senior year was 95. They won. They beat Dartmouth at BU. And that kind of broke a little string of like 92, 93, 94, 94 teams were not great. 94 was my senior year. Mm-hmm. And then his team won the Super Bowl and they started getting back to like being really awesome again. And then they were awesome until 2010, and hopefully they'll start improving soon too. Well, Ava Pione, been awesome. Been a heck of a fun conversation. Congratulations, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You still have to do good, even though the interview's done.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll delete this. If you start stinking, we'll delete this.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, good luck the rest of the week with the fishermen and the rest of the season. We'll be catching up soon, watching you guys all the way.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you.
Have a good night now.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it with our next guest. It's going to be Saugus football coach Steve Cummings. Steve, what's going on, coach?
Doing today. Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you. So obviously, Saugus feeling good after a nice victory first of the season, 22-10 over Wilmington. It's going to be good to get the W on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we put ourselves in a similar situation week one. You know, we kind of looked at it. We were up a touchdown in both games going into the half. And against Cambridge at our week one game, we just kind of didn't have that next gear. You know, it was a humid night. We had a lot of guys playing there. You know, we had a lot of guys putting in serious minutes in a varsity football game for the first time. And I think, you know, maybe some dehydration, some cramps in or whatever. We just didn't seem to have that gear that we needed. So we took the week to just talk to guys about, you know, how to prepare and how to do all those things. So we kind of put ourselves in a similar situation, and to be able to come out in the second half, you know, and put the game away, showed a lot of growth from our team, especially from a young team. You know, we really don't have a ton of seniors on this team. So to see these young guys step up and, you know, make big plays in big spots and be able to get us on the bus with a win was a huge thing for us on Friday night.
Yeah. And also huge is the fact that, you know, you had the lead and like you said, in both, at halftime of both of your first two games. First time didn't work out, lost the lead. This time they converted. So it's like they learned from the week before. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we stressed it all week. You know, we just talked about, you know, in certain parts of the game, you know, you have to, you know, we got to do certain things. You know, players got to make plays at a certain point. We had guys stepping up all over the field, but, you know, certain things that we talk about as a team is like, you know, you got to be able to answer scores. If you're going to be a successful team, if you give up a score, you got to be able to answer it. We were able to do that Friday night. You got to be able to force turnovers. We forced four turnovers on Friday night, and the three of them in the red zone, which was huge, you know. So it kind of just seemed like every time we needed a play, there was a guy on our team that stepped up and made that play, you know, to be able to keep the score the way it was.
Yeah, and particularly stand out, obviously, of the player of the night, I'm guessing, was Cody Munafoe, 30 carries, 160 yards, two touchdowns, two-point conversion, and doesn't stop there because he was a standout on the other side of the ball, nine tackles, a sack, an interception, and recovered two. Coach, this is like a career for some people.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, you know, Cody's one of those guys that was one of the few guys that we have that played a lot of football last year for us. But he spent most of last year lead blocking for Tommy DeSimone and playing linebacker next to Braden Faiola. So it was kind of good to see him. Hey, you know, this is my time to shine. You know, like, Cody's never carried the ball that much in a football game. And he didn't seem like he was, you know, going to slow down at all. He was even better in the second half than he was the first half. And then defensively, you know, again, like, you need to come up with one of his interceptions on tip ball. Fowler Brandenburg, our corner, was able to, you know, kind of get his hand on a ball that was intended for a receiver, and Cody just happened to be there when it got tipped. Instinctual play. But, you know, all those things are happening because his teammates around him are doing the right things as well. You know, 160 yards on the ground doesn't happen by yourself. We had a great performance by our offensive line, which, by the way, we started a freshman at guard and a sophomore who was a tight end the week before, but because of some injuries was moving to tackle. And you know, that's just one of those things where we keep looking at, like, every time we needed a play, like our three touchdowns we scored Friday night, we scored on the last play of the first half. We scored on a 4th-and-1 from the 4-yard line in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. We scored on a 4th-and-1 from the 43-yard line in the fourth quarter. So all of our plays, everything that we converted on was, you know, if one guy goes the wrong way, or if we jump off sides, or, you know, if we make a bad play, like, that's not only like a drive killer, we're turning the ball over. So we're taking points off the board and giving the other team the ball back. So it was just, again, it was one of those nights where you kind of look back on it, and like every time we needed to make a play, somebody stepped up and did that. And we're kind of hoping that continues as these young guys, you know, these guys that didn't have a ton of varsity experience coming into this year, you know, just kind of week by week are starting to figure out, like, okay, this is what I have to do here. This is how it is playing varsity ball. And, you know, we're really happy with the strides that we took from week one to week two. And now it's just about, you know, getting even better from there.
Yeah. Who cashed in on the other touchdown? I think it looks like Cody had two. There was one more, right?
Yeah, Jordan Rodriguez. So we had the ball at the 5-yard line with 7 seconds left in the half. You know, we had a pass play dialed up. Jordan dropped back, saw the middle wide open, pulled it down. Almost looked like a QB. It was not a designed QB drop, but we told him, like, if they vacate the area, you have the green light to pull it down and go. So he kind of saw something up the middle. He dropped back, saw that their linebackers flew up pretty quick, so he pulled it down and was able to beat a guy to the goal line and get in right as the clock wound down.
Nice. And for the linemen you mentioned, I got Wilderson LaFortune, Kobe Jett, and then you'll pronounce this one if I get it wrong. Laith Haddad. Got it. Okay. Laith Haddad, Moises Perez, and Paxton Ferraro?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
So Moises is a freshman.
Wow.
He's just been having a really great camp. You know, we had some injuries on the offensive line, and he's one of these guys that stepped up. Paxton was another guy. He's our backup tight end, you know, as a sophomore. So he runs a lot of our double tight packages, and he's able to come in and play some tight end. But we needed a body at tackle, someone to be able to play. And he was like, "Coach, I can do it." You know, he's that kind of guy, you know, as a sophomore. So for him to be able to kind of pick up on what we were doing, you know, and, you know, to have an offensive line made up of, you know, Wilderson's a senior. Everybody else is, you know, Kobe's a junior. Lace a sophomore. Moses is a freshman. Paxton's a sophomore. Wow. And we put up like 275 yards on the ground. So it was a very impressive night. We're really happy with, again, the progress that a lot of our young guys are showing. And we're hoping that just gets better from here.
Yeah, Coach, earlier you mentioned a tip on the interception with Manafo. Who's the one that made the tip?
Farrell Brandenburg.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of names, a lot of kids stepping up in week two here. What's up for week three for you guys? Who's coming up and what kind of challenges do they bring?
So we get our home opener with Lynn Tech on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. We played Lynn Tech last year, played them in a very good game. They got out to a little bit of a lead on us. We made a couple plays towards the end of the first half into the second half that kind of swung the game back in our favor. But, you know, Lynn Tech is one of those scrappy, you know, they run some unconventional formations offensively. So, you know, they do a lot of unbalanced stuff. They use a lot of guys in their backfield in different positions. So things that you don't normally see. So it is, you know, it takes you a lot of practice time to kind of get used to, hey, this is what they have. And you got to be able to identify eligible receivers, figure out when they have an extra gap on the field. So they're a tough cover because, you know, they just run so many things at you. Coach Runner does a great job over there with his guys. They also have some really good young talent. I mean, their quarterback last year, he was an 8th grader and he was their starter and he had a very good day against us. He's a freshman this year. He's still there. I mean, so it's very rare that you get a freshman, you know, a freshman quarterback that you want to say with a lot of experience.
But, yeah,
you know, it's kind of what they have. He's a very polished, you know, quarterback, and they have some really good speed in the skill positions. They have some good size up front. You know, so they're gonna they're going to challenge, you know, kind of every bit of the field. And, you know, it's on us to just kind of make sure that we're able to, you know, identify what they're in, get lined up and go. But they definitely pose a lot of problems for you on the defensive side because they run so many different formations and they're so sound in the blocking scheme. So, you know, it's a short week, you know, one less day to prepare for it. So, you know, we're anticipating a battle, and the last year's game, I believe we won 29-20. We scored a late touchdown to put it away, to put us up two scores. So we know kind of like the MO of that team. They, you know, they battled. They put their week one, they played Malden. They fell down early, came back, had a chance to win it late. And then last week, you know, they went out to Monty Tech out in Fitchburg and put together a drive down six and ended up scoring with under 2 minutes left to pull out a 1-point win. So, you know, they're a scrappy team. They're, you know, ladies are well coached, and we're expecting a dogfight on Thursday night.
All right, Coach Steve Cummings, thanks for joining us, North Shore Sports Desk. Good luck on Thursday night in the short week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good night, Coach. You too. All right, bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Two guests in the books. Thank you to Coach Cummings. Thank you to Ava Pione. A lot of fun, right? Ava Pione's got a good head on her shoulders. She knows what she wants to do. Marketing, that's amazing. There's a lot of opportunity in that job function, especially, you know, like she said, she made a good point. You can do that in any company, right? As long as they have a budget for a marketing department, you can work for them. Doesn't matter what industry, B2B, B2C, healthcare, finance, whatever. They need a you need a marketing team to showcase your product, right? So, let's use this segment just to go around the horn again, citing the Salem News, just to get some names out there, some non-football names, and then we'll have our North Shore football report after the break. So starting with ninth grader Grace Corbett, she had a second place finish in the freshman 3K race at the Kelly Invitational, Frank Kelly Invitational, that is, that was in Wrentham, like a statewide kind of thing. Peabody's girls were second as a team in the large school 3,000-meter run. Leah Buckley was seventh in that race. Ava Buckley was eighth. Jane Height, ninth. Sophie Sharapa, 11th. Who else can we mention? Hamilton Wyndham's Asa LaBelle was ninth overall in the championship 5K race at the Frank Kelly Invitational. Charlotte Madden placed 19th. Fenwick, Second in the juniors, fourth in the sophomores. So Mariana Case, fourth place showing after leading the 5K race until the final 400 meters. That helped the Crusaders to a second place finish in the junior race. How about the boys? Hamilton Winner was third as a team in the championship 5,000 meter race. Ben Rich's 10th place, James Regan's 12th. Cole Regan and Seth Glidden also finished in the top 45. Declan Smith from Peabody, he won the large school 3,000 meter race. Good job. Time of 9:33, edging out teammate Brian Stevens for second. That's a 1-2 punch for Peabody. Not bad at all. Beverly had five PRs. Charlie Bosler, Jason Provost, Calvin Barrett, Micah Goff, Harrison Stanson. So that's cool. So we'd give you a little cross-country rundown there. How about field hockey? Beverly blanked Fenwick 5-0. Sophomore goalie Charlotte Stevens made six saves. Ava Connan scored a pair of first period goals. Captain Elliot Lund added another to give Beverly a lead. And then freshman Avery LeBlanc and Morgan Lenski completed the scoring. Girls soccer, Peabody nipped North Andover. Connie Petrulli, she had the game's only goal. Masco blanked Bishop Feen in girls soccer. Amanda Schneider had a goal and assist. And Violet Malinowski and Maggie Blosser also scored. Boys soccer, the prep Edge Franklin, Grant Magnuson with the only goal. All right, let's take a break. And on the other side, catch up with our North Shore football report.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it, looking at last week's football performances, notables. You got to start with, you know, we already talked about Salem's huge win. Swampscott was a 42-14 winner over Peabody. That's a big win for Swampscott, my goodness. Keelan Davis, 76 yards. Gabe Tripp, 81. They had kickoffs for touchdowns. That's huge. Henry Bettler scored twice, rushing for 140 yards. Peabody had a 27-game regular season winning streak dating back to 2021. My goodness. Joe Marino had some TD passes of 17 and 27 yards from TD catches from quarterback John Von Barter. Two scores from Dorlan Morrow from Peabody. Marblehead handled Shepherd Hill. Yale Garcia ran for touchdowns from 4 and 70 yards out. The Magicians got their first win of the season. Masconomet beat Revere. Jack Fabiano continued his great start. He had three touchdowns and added a two-point conversion as Masco went into Revere and won that one. Reading topped Danvers 28-6. The late score came, late in the first half score came on a 2-yard keeper by sophomore quarterback Nate Wise. It was 14-6 at that time, but kind of the Rockets pulled away there. Ipswich fell to Watertown 22-14. Vin Winter had touchdown passes of 61 yards to Massimo Pinsky and 14 yards to Ryan Sexton. And the Prep snuck out of Central Catholic with a one touchdown win. Central had back-to-back games against Springfield Central and St. John's Prep. Tough little road for them. The Eagles had a commanding lead, two touchdown runs from sophomore Jordan Toribio. Tight end Josh Harmon, 9 yards, and captain Merrick Barlow, 40 yards, caught touchdown passes from freshman QB Chris Vargas. So that's our football roundup, North Shore Football Report, and that's the end of the show. We thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it, and we will see you next week, and that's the first show in October, month 3 of the fall season, starting in August. So this is right smack dab in the middle, and then we'll close it out in November, and hey, hopefully December, we'll get some football teams from the North Shore in that Super Bowl. We had 3 of them last year, so looking to get back there. All right, everyone, thank you so much. Dominic Castro signing off for MSNewsSports.com and the North Shore Sports Desk. Have a great night.